You're listening to the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Here's Cody Wilson.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the latest episode of the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Our presenting sponsor is Alo Fiber. We're also sponsored by Lemons Heating and Cooling here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. If you guys give me just a minute, you know the drill. I need to pay some bills. Surface installations with Alo Fiber are happening all over northern and northeast Colorado. Don't wait to experience faster, more reliable service with TV, home, phone, and internet service options. It's the best there is. Trust me, I know these things. You can visit them at 808 9th Street in Greeley. Call 970-503-5055 or go to alofiber.com to build your custom package right now. We're also sponsored by Lemons Heating and Cooling, from helping you figure out why your energy bill is through the roof to installing an entire HVAC system on a new construction property. Trust you're in the best of hands when you work with us. LemonsHeatingandCooling.com. Thank you guys for sponsoring the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. I am meteorologist Cody Wilson with Denver Front Range Weather. It is Monday, January 5th, 2026. Wow, that's weird to say. Happy New Year. I hope you guys had an amazing holiday filled with absolutely awesome splendiferousness. It's going to be an interesting week. I know this winter has just been an absolute bore for us peasants east of the Continental Divide, and we are running low on the snow pack in the mountains, but we are going to make an improvement today, especially across the northern portions of the region. I'm currently in Winter Park. It's snowing outside. It's an absolute wonderland. I absolutely love it. The Highway 40 corridor, the park, the Gore Range, along and north of I-70, going up into Steamboat, Rabbit Ears Pass is going to do really well today. I think there could be some locations, especially in the mountain valleys, that get up to 6 inches of snow. If you're at Steamboat, you could get up to 18, including Rabbit Ears Pass. So the snow today and tomorrow is going to be glorious. For the rest of us east of the Continental Divide, you know that's a downsloping wind coming out of the west. Unfortunately, it's going to be dry. It's going to be mild. There's going to be elevated fire danger, and it's going to be very blowy at times. So if you are susceptible to barometric pressure changes and fluctuations, continue those precautions by drinking lots of water. My advice is to mix in a tablespoon or so of Celtic salt in with 20 ounces of water. That will not only help your body absorb the water, but it will replace the electrolytes that you pee out of your body. And then avoid nightshade foods. Those tend to cause a lot of inflammation of the body, especially my body. And you notice a big difference cutting that out of your diet, reducing inflammation, just increasing, you know, quality of life. And then, of course, resting when you can. I keep Excedrin close by. If I even hint that a headache is coming, I'll knock it out dead in its tracks. So knowing when these changes are coming and then taking precautions and knowing what your body responds to well can significantly help you guys out during changes in the weather. So just be mindful of that. East of the Continental Divide, like I said, dry, mild, windy, especially today. But what I am tracking is a change that's going to come in Thursday and into the day on Friday. A cold front's going to sweep through that could bring some snowfall across the region and bring us some much-needed moisture. But the drama's in the details. Of course, there are still a lot of discrepancies in the forecast models regarding a lot of details. The strength of the cold front, the placement of the greatest lift and instability, where the heaviest snow is going to fall, how much snow is going to fall, all the questions you guys want answers to, I don't have answers for right now. We're too far out. So in the coming days, you know, the next 24 to 48 hours, I should have a better idea of what the details are going to look like and how this change is going to shake out. And again, that's Thursday into Friday, going to be much colder with opportunities for precipitation. So continue to check in with me throughout the week. I'll keep you updated like I always do. After Friday, it looks like high pressure will build in again heading into next week, keeping us dry. That may last for about a week or so. And then another possible weather pattern change with colder temperatures and chance for more precipitation. So we're in that cyclic weather pattern where we're dry and boring. We get the wind, thanks La Nina. We get a quick sweeping frontal passage that brings colder temperatures and maybe some snow for a day or two, and then it's a quick warm-up. That roller coaster is brutal on the body, I know. But just take care of yourself. And of course, I'll keep you updated on the book, Face Denver and Front Range Weather Online, CodyTheWeatherGuy.com, Instagram and X at CodyTheWeatherGuy. Every Monday and Friday when I'm not traveling, which I'm currently doing, I join Brian and Tanner on the Good Morning Inoco show. And then, of course, the Cody the Weather Guy podcast drops every single Monday on 1310KFKA.com and is also available to download for free on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So you guys be safe, stay healthy, take care of each other. Don't be dum-dums. And I wish you guys abundance and success in 2026. We'll talk very, very soon. Okay, great. Thanks. Bye. Boop.